Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
And now, Oklahoma City Sports Radio gets serious. With the dominant duo, Jim Draper and Al Eschbach, it's Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
We're back. Here today at HTO, 119th and Southwestern. Be telling you about all the great sweet and unsweetened teas and everything they got out here. Stuff is really, really, really good. We got to find police in here today. Are you Oklahoma City? What is that, Oklahoma City? Oklahoma City Police, thank you so much for your service. We appreciate you, ma'am, very much. And I'm joined now by the legend of radio, King of the Midgets, and the world champion of freestyle. He is also the newest member of the Journalism Hall of Fame, Mr. Al Eschbach, and this show is known as the Dominant
Duo.
How you doing today, Al?
Today's a good day. You know what I'm going to do here in a couple of days?
Hopefully switch to your other hat.
I'm going to get a booster shot.
Oh, you are going to get the booster shot?
Yes, I am.
When are you doing that?
Probably Thursday.
Where are they having the booster shot? I haven't even really heard where it is.
Anywhere, I think. I'm going to Walmart.
You're going to go to Walmart to get a shot?
Yeah, that's where I got my second vaccine shot. Why, is there something wrong with getting a shot at Walmart?
I don't know. It just seems kind of weird to go to Walmart to get a shot. While you're in there, you can buy some other stuff? So.
Oh, I might. Now, you going to get a flu shot this year?
Well, that's a good question, Al. I'm really torn on just about everything nowadays, you know? I am. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just torn. We got a flu shot last year because of the new baby coming.
Right.
And if they tell us that we need to get a flu shot this year, we'll probably get a flu shot. So I don't know.
I think last year was the first year I got a flu shot. First or second?
Yeah. I know there's lots of shots to get.
Boy, there are lots of shots. What's that one when you're having a grandkid, the whooping cough one?
Whooping cough, yep, absolutely.
Yeah. You've known anybody had the whooping
cough? The shingles one. How about the shingles one? Have you ever done that one?
No, never done that one.
So. I know Tony's a shot machine. Have you had the shingles one, Tony?
Now, why would I be the shot machine?
Just you are, dude. You like to take shots.
I've never said that.
Okay, are you going to get the booster, Tony?
I tell you what, I've got to find out. I get the Moderna, and they haven't said anything about no Moderna booster shot.
There is no Moderna. There is none.
Well,
right
listen,
now.
When they start that talk up, and I felt like I did after that second shot, Jim. I don't know, man. I got to brace myself for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn on all of it, Al. Really torn.
I figured if Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden got it, I'm going to get it.
Wow.
When the bipartisan people agree to something, that's one of the great things in this country.
Yeah, very, very few people agree with each other nowadays.
I tell you what. Oh, by the way, let me tell you something. And I know you told me not to get depressed watching this thing. But
okay.
As I watch Once Upon a Time in Queens. I go,
oh, yeah. Which one? You watch the third one?
Yeah. I'm thinking about, why can't any baseball moron go, let's get the game back to where it was?
Jim, listen, I'm with you. So are you through the Houston series yet?
Yeah, I'm through three.
What a great series that was.
Oh, huh? My, how about Mike Scott?
Oh, Mike Scott, cheating. Big old cheater.
Yeah.
What a cheater he was. But I'm telling you, he was nasty.
I tell you, today's Lenny Dykstra looks like he's just off his rocker.
Oh, I know. And he looks like he's 500 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and on the other side, Gooden and Strawberry look really good.
Yeah, Gooden looks a little bit. He's been through a really tough time, man. I'm a huge Dwight Gooden guy, man. I just love the guy. I loved him when he was young. I saw him a couple of times when he was older. I just love the guy. But he really has had a hard life, which is really a shame because as you and I talked about, should have been one of the top pitchers of all time.
I mean, it is unbelievable how crazy the Mets were, fans were.
You know what, Al? What about how easy Daryl Strawberry swung the bat and it would go 8 billion yards?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. You know, a big guy that just was
big, long, sweeping swing.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine if he would have come to Oklahoma State and played with us?
You might have won a College World Series.
You're right. I mean, yeah. Well, first of all, he would have been with me his freshman year, so that would have been Robbie Wine and me. I mean, just an unbelievable lineup. But then the next year, he'd have played with Incavelia and Wino. How about that? Would that have been pretty good?
There'd be a few home runs in that club.
Oh, my gosh, man. Yeah.
That's, yeah, his swing was so sweet. I mean, just really, really, really sweet.
And then Ray Knight did some great things. And,
yeah, tough play. Gary Carter. Mookie Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I just shake my head at baseball, and it's just like, really, I watched that, and I got to watch some of the crap that's played now. I mean.
Now, did you see the part where Tom Niedenfuhrer, like, hit Ray Knight?
Yes.
And he watched him all the way to the back?
Yes.
Now, like I told you, for people that don't know, Niedenfuhrer and Ray Knight played together with me on the Baltimore Orioles. And they could never get over it.
That's
never. They couldn't get over it. They didn't fight or anything, but you could always tell that there was kind of a
thing Knight between went them. From the Reds to the Mets to the Orioles?
Yeah, he came to the Orioles, yep.
Okay.
And then Niedenfuhrer was with the Dodgers, and then it came with us. You know, he was married. Tony, will you look this up, please? Tom Niedenfuhrer was married to a movie star who was very pretty, and she had a twin sister. And maybe their names was Landers?
Yeah, Judy.
Judy Landers.
Lisa
you
Ann
remember
Byers.
That, Al? What? Yes. Say it again.
Lisa yes. Ann Byers is the other. I guess he had two, right? Married again?
Yeah, but Landers was the one he was married to when he was with us.
Right.
And she and her sister were in like TV shows and movies, and they were twins. And he thought he was the greatest thing since, I won't say sliced bread. What were we going to say before?
Air conditioning.
Yeah, best thing to air conditioning.
Yeah, air conditioning. But he was a big old sissy. That's what he was.
Wow.
You don't duck down like that when somebody... Did you hear Ray Knight talk about it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, It
reminded me so much of me, Al. You know? I mean, you talked to me now for years and years. Didn't those dudes, the way they talk, remind you of me?
Yeah. They're old school.
Yeah. Except they said a lot more cuss words than
I
say.
Well, yeah. And they were... I didn't realize. I mean, it was a wild bunch. I mean, I got how they wrecked the plane and everything.
Wasn't
and,
that great?
That
How about
was
Davey
really
Johnson?
Great.
How about yeah. Davey Johnson?
Yeah.
Tearing it up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Wouldn't you have wanted to play for Davey Johnson?
Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine? Oh, what a.
You know, he later went to the Orioles, and Cal Ripken played for him. And Junior told me that he's just an old-fashioned – good manager who like knew how to treat his players and stuff. So yeah, it was.
Yeah, they got a war for Davey Johnson.
Yeah, that was pretty good stuff, man. It really was.
The last one
will be, of course.
But
the World Series.
It's just mind-boggling, Jim, where somebody in baseball goes, you know, we're going to go back to playing the game the way it used to be played.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you something. Barry Trammell's convinced that college football is in a transitional period. Maybe there'll come a day. You know, Luis Gonzalez said right here on this air, he said he thinks that it'll change someday. So, I don't know. I don't know why it would change. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Why would it change?
Yeah, there's no signs of me change. It's every year it gets worse and worse what they're doing.
And the dudes are making money. They keep paying them.
Yep.
Right?
I just think, Jim, what did we find out? The average baseball fan is like, what, 55 years
50,
old or something?
50, I think it's 50. Yeah.
Okay. They got problems. I mean, they got it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse.
I love it. I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, the passion that they had there. I mean, it was unbelievable, the passion. The players, the fans, it was just great.
Gonzo told me that the players nowadays, when the game's over, they shower, they may drink a beer, they get in their clothes, and then they leave.
I told you the story because I was up and there at the time. I was in Kansas City, and that story, I will never, ever forget it. Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio? And it talked about the players, what you just said. Before, Brett and those guys, they go out, when I was there, they go out and they drink. I mean, they had a good time. But what you said, right? They all go their own separate way. It's not the same.
Well, and we had a couple guys on our team that didn't drink, but they still would stay around with us.
Right.
You know, let me tell you a story real quick. And there'll be people out there that think this is really insensitive. And if you think so, I apologize. But it's just the way of the world back then. My ex-wife, who obviously we've told many stories about, I told her, I said, listen, even when we're at home, I'm not going to come right out of the clubhouse unless there's something that's really going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's just the way baseball is. There's a camaraderie. Now, you know, if you had, we had to get home for a reason, or, you know, after we had a child and you get them home, I understand. But she would drive a different car. She couldn't come the same time as me. So I would just say, hey, listen, if you want to go home, I understand. I'll be home in a little bit. It's not like I came home at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just saying, if the game ended at 10, I would come out of the locker room usually around 11.
Yeah, right.
Because we'd sit around in our daggone, excuse me, underwear, basically, drink beers, talk about the game a little bit, have a little something to eat. That's what it was about. And then on the road, it was the same type of deal, except after we'd shower, we'd go out. It was a camaraderie of it.
Yeah.
I heard a podcast today, Matt Holliday was talking about it with his, you know, he has a podcast with his wife, and he was talking about the same thing. He said the number one things he missed about baseball was the relationships. I mean, that's what it's all about, man, around your guys. And according to Gonzo and other people I've talked to, they don't have any daggone relationships anymore.
Yeah. They're all like businessmen now, a lot of them are. Or what? It's like, I think that was in that article. Imagine the days of going to the Copa, Mano, Ford, and Billy Martin.
Well, that's legendary is what that was.
Yeah. Well, some of the clips of these Mets is legendary, too.
Yeah. The difference, though, is that's what's so crazy about it, because I was playing in 86. That was my best year in the big leagues, 86. Of course, I was in the other league. I was in the American League.
Right.
But those Boston dudes, all those dudes, they brought Mike Stanley in. Dude, I used to wear him out. He was one of the dudes, he pitched from the side a little bit, and I loved hitting against him. Then there were some dudes, you know, that I was like, I wanted no part of facing him, like Roger Clemens. But you know what I'm saying? I got to play against that whole team. Remember when they were watching, they were showing, you haven't seen it yet, but Boggs,
no.
I mean, that dude could hit like you could never see, man.
Oh,
these dudes were amazing.
Oh, he was an unbelievable hit away, Boggs. Unbelievable.
And then they had Freddie Lynn and Jim Rice. They were
Jim
good.
Rice, what a great player he was.
Yeah, they were really, really good. But that Mets team, gosh, they were crazy.
Crazy. And talented.
The dude we never talk about is Kevin Mitchell. How good was he, man?
Well, I remember my Giants, Kevin Mitchell.
He was great. He won an MVP.
Yeah, what a great hitter, Kevin Mitchell. You're right. We don't talk enough about him. And Forster got mad. I thought that was interesting what they did about George Forster there.
Yeah, they didn't want. George Foster was old, and he was old-fashioned, and he was
couldn't play
like
anymore.
A curmudgeon-y old man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Kevin they didn't want
Mitchell
that.
Was a great player.
Well, wait till you see what happens in the fourth one.
Okay.
Wait till you see. Wait till you see how he gets to your Giants. It's really ridiculous.
Okay.
You'll see.
Okay, yeah, I'm hooked on it. It's really,
Mitchell was
really,
a,
really,
Mitchell
yeah,
was it, a it, man it, child too. Oh my gosh.
Oh, he could play.
Oh, could hit. It's big and strong.
They were good. I mean, Wally Beckman.
Really good. Yeah.
They were.
Then
just...
you had Dykstra and Mookie, and then you had obviously Strawberry in the outfield. Ray Knight at third, Carter. They didn't even talk about Rafael Santana at short, but he could pick everything. He made every play at short. And then obviously Keith Hernandez at first. And their pitching staff was good. Although I've told you before, Schiraldi and Aguilera were both a little bit sissified. Then they got rid of Schiraldi. They got rid of him. And he went to Boston. And wait till you see what happens if you remember the series.
Okay, that's beautiful.
I didn't remember it. I didn't remember, but Schiraldi will pitch in the series for Boston.
Wow.
And Gooden, Christmas. Good. Of course, Gooden stunk it up a lot of that year.
Yeah.
Because he was on drugs.
That's so bad. So sad.
By the way, you know who was a bad dude? When Bob Ojeda.
Ojeda was good. Darling was good. Obviously Gooden. Yeah, they were really good.
Orozco out of the pen. Remember Jesse Orozco?
Jesse Orozco, yep.
And then Roger McDowell pitched well for them.
It's kind of funny. He came in one game in relief, pitched 5 minutes relief. There's 0-0-0 chance that is ever going to happen again.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that was Roger McDowell, man.
Of course, you're not going to let
him hit.
Yeah. Of course, you're not going to let games go 5 extra innings because you're going to start the extra inning with a guy on second base.
Please don't start that. Junk. Ridiculous. That Houston team was really good, too, now.
Yeah, they
Billy
were.
Billy Doran and those guys, they were good, man.
They were good. They were.
And then, of course,
good.
You had the cheater leading them to the promised land. That's a beautiful thing, man. Look, getting all those balls with the scuff in the exact same place.
Yeah,
and they won't do a daggone thing about it.
You're
told you, Earl Weaver did the same thing with Tommy John. Exact same thing. Earl started. Earl did it before them. And then the umpire threw Earl out of the game because he took the balls out to him and then dropped them all on his foot, and he threw him out of the game. That's my boy. God rest his soul. Earl, I love you, Earl Weaver. You're a great man and a great manager.
That's funny. That's good stuff.
Time for an OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. I'm here today at HTO 119th and Southwestern. Over 500 flavor combinations of premium iced tea in sweet and unsweet, and it is good. Their new seasonal flavor is root beer tea. I tasted it. It's pretty daggone good. Come on in. You got a tailgate going on this weekend. Great place to stock up. HTO. Coming up, I got a special announcement that we haven't really put out there yet, but I'm very proud and very excited about that. We'll tell you when we get back. Right here on The Leader in Sports, The Animal. This show's known as the dominant
duo.
Breaking sports news happens here first.
Let's get on this situation right away.
You've always heard it first from WWLS, The Sports Animal.
I'm here today at HTO, 119th and Southwestern, and I'm joined by the legend, Mr. Al Eschbeck, and this show's known as the dominant
duo.
You know, Al, the COVID has messed up many things. We all know that. But one of the things it has messed up, it has messed up your induction into another Hall of Fame. And I want to let everybody know, coming up October 25th, Al will be put into the OCU, Oklahoma City University, has a sports Hall of Fame. And on the 25th, Al will be put in there. Very nice. And I'm very happy and proud to say and honored to say that I will be introducing you. So congratulations, Al.
Well, thanks. It's a great deal, and I'm really excited about it. And it's going to be really cool. You're going to be there. My family's going to be there. And it's really
You're following some big-time names.
Yeah. I mean, it's Barry Trammell, I think, was the last one that would get in, wasn't he?
Tram got in the last time. That's exactly right. I was there for that one. I go all the time because, well, a couple of reasons. One, because my daughter and her husband, my son-in-law, went to OCU. And also because J.R. Holmesy is the man. He's got his name on the baseball stadium. So I go there and go with all the great Lebanese people that are involved with OCU. So,
I'm excited about it. I'm really, really excited about it. It's a great honor. A great honor.
Yep. And now, after this, all we got to do is get you in the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame, and I think that's about every place you need to be. If you ask me, I mean, let's hope so. That's it's time.
Who would guess when I got off a plane here in Oklahoma, first plane ride of my life.
You should be proud. You should be really proud, huh?
Oh no, Jim! It's like really this all this great stuff happening. I mean, I just my goodness, especially since my academic past was so skittish or whatever you call it.
Especially because no one could understand what the heck you were saying for the first 10, 15 years you were here. Hey, my Thunder guy just said, who would have thought the King of the Midgets could get into so many Hall of Fames? Well, if people, what would you say?
Reach heights,
that's right. Who could reach those heights? Because Al has a hard time reaching those heights. But that was from Louie. Oh, there he is. Music for Louie. Great song. I was going to say that for people that have not heard me speak at a banquet-type situation, there will be some shots taken at Mr. Al Eshbeck. There's no doubt about that. I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you, Al?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Listen, you introduced me at my roast.
That's right. I enjoyed being the MC of the roast. Everybody made fun of me because I had shorts on. I've already been asked three times by people what I'm going to wear. I told them I want to wear shorts, but I think my wife is going to make me wear pants.
But no jacket, right?
No, heck no. I'm going to wear a jacket. Okay. What are you talking about, a jacket? Okay. Are you going to get all dressed up?
No jacket.
No jacket. I love it. That's exactly right.
No jacket.
Love it.
Got to be what we are, right?
Yep, exactly. Congrats. Tommy Tubbs says congratulations. He also said maybe we could put Al's name on the court at LNC. That was a shot a little bit. But
Are they ever going to do anything for Billy Tubbs over there?
Gosh, I would. After he passed away, I mean, I remember something. I hope I'm not saying anything that's going to be upsetting to you, Al, but I remember this had to be 7, 8, 9 years ago when I think I first started saying on the radio how ridiculous it was you weren't in the Broadcast Hall of Fame. And I remember you and I off the air saying, I said something. I said, geez, Al, I really mean this. I'm not doing it. And you thought, gosh, you said something the effect of, I hope they do it while I'm alive so I can enjoy it. And and I think that's right. I think that's exactly right. If you're going to put somebody into something like this, posthumously is fine, but why don't you do it, so that they can be there and enjoy it, right?
Yeah. You get so many people that you get in just because they're dead on something, and that's really stupid. That's why I said, if Pete Rowe gets in, put him in while he's alive. I mean, don't play games.
If you're going to do it.
If you're going to do it. Just because he's dead, it shouldn't mean any more than he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think that's ridiculous.
I think my everybody knows my stance. I think there's no way he should get in. But if they decide to put him in, I would just hope that they would make a big deal about the trouble he got in. In other words, unbelievable player, but this is what he did too. You know, that's me. Because I just think it's an important part of baseball, you know?
Absolutely.
And by the way, if they want to make a little cheater's wing, feel free. I mean, put them in there.
Right.
So,
I'm with you. So,
but congratulations. That's
well,
really
thank you. I think it's going to be really cool. I'm really looking.
I wish I had a list. Between now and then, I'll have a list of the people that have gotten in this one. It's really, really cool.
Well, they've had so many great players up there. My goodness. And, came out here, Abe Lemons was coaching, and they had some, I mean, great, great. They were before their time, Jim, the way they played.
I've always wondered why, and I never asked the question, I always wondered why they didn't try to become bigger. You know, they were Oklahoma City University. It's become a bigger and bigger city. It is the capital of the state. I always wonder why maybe they didn't try to become bigger.
That's a great question. I think Abe Lemons, well, heck, they were back then, toward the later part of the mid-60s, late-60s, they had surpassed OSU in basketball.
Right.
I was in his, last few years coaching there at OSU.
They never played football, right? Have they ever played football?
That, I, I don't know. Not that I can remember. Not that I know of.
Yeah, well, then they probably never played football then. You remind me a little bit of NYU. But NYU was only, they weren't any good at all. I mean, they were really good in basketball for a while, right?
They were great. They were great. I used to go over to the Garden and watch them all the time, NYU. They were really good.
They're the New York University.
A fact, the starter on that great Laker team that won a championship and set the record for most wins in the world was Happy Hairston, who played at NYU.
Happy Hairston.
Harold Happy Hairston. The other guy, Barry Kramer, was on that NYU team. Jim, you don't know how many college basketball games I watched at Madison Square Garden as a kid. Dude.
That is so cool.
I'd be 9, 10, 11 years old, getting a bus, getting a subway, and go to the Garden, watch Oscar Robertson play. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a much safer world back then to send your 9
You're
or 10
right.
year old across the river, right?
Yep.
That's really cool.
I'm
going to get a list. I'm going to get a list. Our man J.R. Holmesy, I'm going to have him send me a list of all the people that are in this Hall of Fame, and people will be shocked. I mean, they have put in, and it's not, the thing I like about it, it's not just OCU. It's just a sports deal of the people that have done great things for sports in this area. And it's a beautiful banquet. If people want to, you know, you can go to OCU, try to get OCU if you want to. It's a great banquet. I mean, they got great food. There's a silent auction. They auction off some pretty impressive players. Matter of fact, I've tried to get a couple of trips, you know. I tried to get a couple of, like, trips to Maui and stuff at a really good price, and I always get outbid. I guess I'm just cheap, you know. But, yeah, when you get there, you'll go look at the silent auction. There's some impressive things. Now, you know me. I'm not a big memorabilia guy, you know.
Right.
But they've got incredible memorabilia, some really cool trips, golfing trips, stuff like that. So, and it's all to raise money for OCU athletics. And, boy, OCU baseball, you talking about a big-time program now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Craybaugh was coached there.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's big time. And of course, the name on the stadium when you drive by it is our boy J.R. Holmesy. So.
That is really cool.
They've had a
great athletic program. And the thing, though, the memories of Abe Lemons, just because having an Abe Lemons doing a talk radio show with you was really, really good.
He liked Billy Tubbs.
He'd say anything.
So you did a show with him?
I didn't do a show. I had him on numerous times.
Because I never talked to him. When did he die? How long ago did he die?
Oh, my goodness. Was it in the 90s, Jim? Let me see.
I've never talked to him. I never had him on my show. And I don't think I've ever watched a game that he coached.
No, he died 2002.
Okay.
80 years old.
I know he has some great sayings that have still stood up, some of the things that he used to say, huh?
Well, I guess one of the great things he said when they're playing in the NIT.
Which was big by then.
And something to the effect, Howard Cosell. Okay, they're getting their butt kicked. So at halftime, he doesn't go in the locker room. He gets his team the scrimmage and the Garden at halftime. Okay?
Yeah, right.
So Howard Cosell said something about it, and Abe just quipped, "Hey, Cosell, you may be big in New York, but you're nothing in Walters, Oklahoma."
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he was, and he and Eddie Sutton hated each other.
That is great. And they play. Yeah. They would play games against each other, right?
Well, especially when he went to Texas. I mean, Texas, Arkansas in the Southwest Conference.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
And he wanted to get up and down the court, and Eddie wanted to slow it up.
Yeah, that is that's really cool, Abe Lemons.
Yeah, he was.
They've had a lot of good sports at OCU. They really have done a really, really nice job there.
Well, yeah, yeah, they have. Absolutely. They've had some great, great teams dominate. And Jim Abbott's a really good guy.
Jim Abbott, let me tell you something. You talk about salt of the earth, dude. I mean, Jim Abbott is just
great guy,
unbelievable.
Isn't he?
Oh, he's just great.
Yeah, just unbelievable.
Yeah. I love him, and he'll be there. He'll be at the place.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean,
you'll see. A couple years ago, Bo Overton was coaching the basketball
team.
That's
right.
He was at this.
Yep.
All their coaches will be there. They bring their players up. It's really, really cool. So, really cool.
Yeah, I am really, really, really looking forward to it. I mean,
October 25th.
Yep. So, on a Monday night. That not that far away. It's going to be really special.
Tommy Tubbs just said when Abe Lemons got fired at Texas, he said he was going to buy a glass bottom car so he could see DeLoss Dodge's face when he ran over it. By the way, I'm being told OCU did have a football team.
Okay.
1941, they played Youngstown.
Wow.
That's, yeah, by the way, their golf team has been phenomenal for the last couple decades, too.
Yeah.
And somebody's telling me that Abbott is retiring, so that'll be sad. He's the best.
Okay.
So. Well, good. That means he'll be there. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. So.
Yeah.
All right, let us take an O'Genie break. Make your bill more manageable with O'Genie's average monthly billing. Visit O'Genie.com. I'm here at HTO, 119th and Southwestern. Over 500 flavor combinations of premium iced tea and sweet and unsweetened. Oh, man, great stuff here. They got Yeti, Pelican, Hydro Flask, and they also have great snacks like Kettle, Clinton Sun Jerky, Cliff, Kind. Probably, Tony, you're one of those guys that likes to eat yourself a Kind bar, I'll bet. You like that, Tony?
I guess so, yeah, if I can get one.
Ah, no, thank you.
Don't you love jerky?
Yeah, jerky's okay, yeah.
You don't like almonds and little chocolate.
I love almonds. Yeah, I just don't want them all with a whole bunch of junk around them. Right?
Salted almonds. Salted almonds really good with beer and wine.
There's a lot of things that are good with beer. I don't know about wine. We'll be back. Barry Trammell joins us next. This is the leader in sports, the Animal. You're listening to the Dominant
Duo.
Covering all four corners of Oklahoma, reaching over 2 million sports fans. From OKC to Tulsa, Elk City to Muskogee, Woodward to Long, Ardmore to Pawhuska, WWLS, the sports animal. Now, Barry Trammell joins Al Eshbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance, 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
We're back here today at HTO, 119th and Southwestern, and we're joined by Mr. Al Eshbach and Mr. Barry Trammell, and this show's known as the Total
Dominance
Hour.
Tram, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, really, when you get right down to it. Not bad.
Good. Did you go to the press conference today?
Yes, I did. I was there.
Anything come out of it? I know that he was asked about the booing and stuff, and I heard the answers, but...
I saw some good. I mean, I thought he answered. I asked him about the tempo.
What did he say about that?
He said it has to do with a lot of factors. He said he's been generally pleased with how they've done up tempo this year, but he said sometimes the game dictates that you don't want to do it. He said first series of the game, West Virginia comes out, and I forgot how long they had the ball. They had the ball 7-8 minutes.
9 minutes.
9 minutes. 9 minutes. He said, well, you don't want to come out and run up tempo the first series of the game. What if it doesn't go well and you punt your defense right back on the field? So he said those are factors that involved in those kinds of decisions. And but he said it's a balance between protecting your defense and working with your offense and those things.
I thought it was interesting how he said he thought they played better and it's much better in the second half.
Yeah, with Wayon Morris in there. I definitely think that. I agree. I thought that was interesting. I would assume
it didn't lead to a lot of points, though.
No, but they moved the ball. They just didn't get it done at the, you know, right, the red zone. So I would tend to think that probably would happen in the future, that we would see Morris in there. I'm just guessing.
Well, they just got to figure things. They got to figure things out. I mean, it's. I wonder if he's ever had a stretch as an offensive coordinator. I know he hasn't here. That his offensive has struggled. I don't know what, you know, like at East Carolina, what it was like. But this got to be something really new to him.
That's a superb question. Yeah, that's a really good question.
Right.
Not easy to find the yardage, I wouldn't think, but I can find those scores pretty quickly.
Yeah.
At East Carolina, of course, he's not, you know, he's not dealing with super duper talent all the time.
Did anybody ask why it took so long for Morris to play?
Not this week. They've asked in the past.
Nebraska didn't play at all.
Right. Yeah. Maybe somebody asked why he didn't play, but I forgot what he would have said.
He said he wasn't ready or something that way. He was hoping to get him in the thing. It was an answer that didn't really say anything.
Yeah.
It was a Sam Presti type of answer.
The best there is. Mr. Sam Presti.
I'm trying to think of what else interesting he said. I thought he handled the booing thing.
Yeah, I did too.
You're in a tough situation there because you don't want to really make your fan base really mad, right?
No, you know, and he said, we need to get to the point, or he said, we're at the point. He said, hopefully we're at the point where we keep saying we don't let outside influences affect us. He said, that's where we need to be. So he said, here's maybe the best quote of the day. He said, if I've got guys in that room who are thin-skinned enough to be affected by the fans, I got the wrong guys in the room. And then he said, and I've got the right guys in the room. And so he said that about Williams and Rattler.
So what I said when I played that earlier today, I said that I don't know if I agree with him. Not talent-wise. I don't know a daggone thing about Williams. I am not convinced that Spencer Rattler is not hearing it. I'm sorry. I'm not convinced of it.
Well,
now,
I don't suppose there's a way to know, so it's possible.
I mean, some of the things he said, but, you know, they did have that good last drive. Let's see. You know, Al said that the people in his class yesterday said that the players are really mad about it. And, you know, they had that last drive that, you know, the optimists would say, okay, maybe they can build on that. So you would think that they'd come out in Manhattan and look pretty daggone good, you would think. So if all that stuff is true, you know, we'll see. It's a big game, huge game.
Yeah, they got to do what OSU did. OSU was terrible offensively. All of a sudden, bing, they figured things and turned things around.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree with you.
So...
totally agree. And
you
know,
the last two years against K-State, offense has not been the problem. They had a 35-14 lead, and then they got off to a slow start, but they ended up scoring, 41 points, I think, with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
They just couldn't stop K-State either year. So they've been able to score on K-State the last 2 years.
I mean, can OU score 41 right now? I mean, I don't know. Can they?
Well, if the game doesn't speed up, it's going to be hard.
Yep.
If then we get 9 possessions, you score 41 points, that means you're going to have to score. You got to score on 6 of 9 possessions.
Yeah.
You know, that's
as well as a defensive play has played. It's really hurt in the last 2 games. They've given up 2 long drives.
I agree.
In
Al.
The first quarter,
points wise, they've been really, really good. But you're right, Al. The possessions that they've given up in the last couple games have really put the offense a little bit behind the eight ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
It doesn't let them dictate tempo. This team got to be able to dictate tempo.
And one last thing, Tran, before you speak. I told Al this right before the game. I said, if I'm Lincoln Riley and I win the toss, I'm taking the ball. And he didn't, and they didn't touch it until 6 minutes left in the first quarter. So maybe It would be nice if he has this, you know, if he's really telling the truth about we're not far away and we're doing this and we got this and I got the right people, I'd like to see him take the ball, go down and score, Tram.
It's really interesting because you're right. Both Nebraska and West Virginia opened the game with long drives, time-consuming drives, six, seven.
Which set the tone, right? That set the tone.
Yeah, that set the tone of the game.
And what's interesting is West Virginia didn't score again in terms of a touchdown, and Nebraska went deep into the fourth quarter before scoring its second touchdown.
Right.
So it's like they find their footing, and they're not giving up huge plays. They're giving up a bunch of key third downs in both games on that particular drive, and then the rest of the game they're pretty good. So I don't know. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. I know this. It's awfully good that they got the defense sort of figured out in the year of our Lord 2021.
Oh boy, you're right.
Or this could have been a bad situation.
It'd be Disaster. Clemson. It'd be Clemson, right? Maybe yeah. 2-2. Probably.
Probably so.
Hey, okay. Probably. So guys, you know I listen to what coaches say too daggone much, but let me just say this: did you ever think that you'd hear the words out of Lincoln Riley's mouth that he would say, "Boy, I don't know if we go fast and we go, you know, three and out." Then we give the ball. I've never heard him say that in my life. I mean, it's like he doesn't have his normal confidence because Lincoln Riley 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago would have said, okay, they took him 9 minutes. We'll score in a minute and a half, and then we'll go back and do it again. I mean, you know, that seems weird to me.
But I think Grinch has talked to him. I think they've had conversations that, okay, let's slow things down. I mean, where it's hurt the defense.
I got to believe that's true. I think Lincoln's probably had some sort of epiphany about, you know, how can I help my defense? And that's a classic example. The West Virginia game's a classic example. I mean, you could wear out your defense before you've reached the second quarter if you don't be careful. So, Grinch,
I will tell you this.
Grinch is interesting because he had that, you know, he's been at Ohio State, but he also had those years with Mike Leach.
Yeah.
So he's been involved with this kind of stuff. He knows what's going on.
I'll tell you this though. In any sport, to me, it's a little bit dangerous when someone is a superstar at something and you change what you're a superstar at to adjust to something else. And that just scares me a little bit. I mean, I'm just saying he is what he is, and he's brilliant, and he gets after it, and he punishes people. And when you don't punish people, then, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe it's the right thing to do.
Are the people adjusting to him?
Well, Al, maybe they're realizing that he's not coming to punch you in the mouth. He's trying to punch you in the side and the body.
They figured how to stop some of the genius in him.
Could be, or it could be that he's not using all of his genius.
Let me ask you guys a question, because I don't really know the answer. I literally don't know the answer. Compared to Kevin Wilson and Sam Bradford, 2008, and then ever how it developed with Landry Jones, under Lincoln Riley, have the Sooners played as fast under Riley as they did in that Kevin Wilson revolution?
No, I don't think so.
Not that fast. But they played faster than they're playing right now.
Yeah.
You know, other teams have slowed it down. You know, OSU's not playing as fast. I don't see a ton of people doing it as much. I wonder what the reason is.
SMU is. But you're right. How many others are going at that?
Did you watch much of Leach the other night against LSU?
I did.
How fast are they playing?
Oh, they're not playing as fast as they did at Tech.
It's all interesting to me.
I wonder if it, I mean, Al said this the other day. I think he might be right. I mean, it doesn't look like there's a lot of great quarterback play.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's really weird how something can change that fast. But
you know what some people say? We had a good discussion today about this. That doesn't appear to be a lot of great offensive line play. Because what are we all saying? What's OSU's team strength right now? And they've actually been good at it for 2 or 3 years. Defensive line. They're pretty good on the defensive line. Got a lot of depth. What's OU's team strength? They got this great defensive line all of a sudden. Yeah. And you're seeing that around. Does that mean that everybody's all of a sudden great defensive lines, or does that mean the offensive lines aren't as good as they used to be?
I don't know. We'll talk about that when we get back. I will say this. So my boy out in Elk City, Skinny, texted me, Texas played really fast, really fast. It's time for OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. Here today at HTO, we'll tell you all about it next hour, 119th to Southwestern, with Mr. Al Eschbeck, Mr. Barry Trammell. This show's known as The Total
Dominance
Hour.
Your home for college football is WWLS, the sports animal.
Create your trademark style at Macy's. Create your trademark style at Macy's VIP sale with an extra 30% off the latest fall arrivals and all the brands you love with your coupon or Macy's card. And get 15% off your go-to beauty picks and the newest in skincare, makeup, fragrance, and more now at Macy's. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn unlimited 4% cash/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn unlimited 4% cash back on dining out or in. 4% back on entertainment or on popular streaming. And now, 3% back at grocery stores so you can make the cake that makes her day.
Happy birthday to you.
So earn unlimited cash back for going out or staying in with the Capital One Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Come discover why Ram is the first truck-only brand ever to be...
One Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Come discover why Ram is the first truck-only brand ever to be ranked number one in overall initial quality according to J.D. Power. Take serving to the next level with Ram 3500, with available best-in-class diesel torque and towing among 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Feel the power of Ram 1500 with an available legendary Hemi V8, and experience the roar of Ram TRX with the most horsepower of any production pickup ever built. Hurry in for great deals. For 2021 J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you
hurry in for great deals. For 2021 J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here we go again. Vaccine? No vaccine? Mask? No mask?
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here we go again. Vaccine? No vaccine? Mask? No mask? Two genders or 64 genders? It feels like we're living in a clown world. Well, one thing we can all agree on is how important your health is during the strangest of times. Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. It's never been more important to get your health in order. Strengthen your body with testosterone or HGH. Maybe build your immune system with our injectable vitamin C therapy. Or separately, enjoy our male enhancement procedure, muscle-building M-Sculpt Neo, or fix your PE or ED issue. For almost a decade, we have been the largest and most highly rated men's sexual health clinic. Real doctors, real results. So let's get our bodies healthy and happy again and regain our confidence as men in our discreet man cave environment. So let's put trust in God and hope our governor will handle the rest. Get started today by calling 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or at OKCmen.com. That's OKCmen.com. And remember, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Online at BobMoreFord.com.
OKCmen.com. That's OKCmen.com. And remember, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Line at BobMoreFord.com.
okcmen.com. That's okcmen.com. And remember, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Online at bobmoreford.com.
WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City. KYAL, Sepulpa. KYAL-FM, Tulsa. KSIW, Woodward. KADS, Elk City. KBGN, Pawhuska. KVSO, Ardmore. WKY, Oklahoma City.
Hey, does that sound familiar to you?
KADS, Elk City. KBGN, Pawhuska. KVSO, Ardmore. WKY, Oklahoma City.
Hey, does that sound familiar to you? I hope not. But if you find yourself in an accident, call my friend J.R. Holmesy.
Our friend, Jim. I have known J.R. Holmesy for many years, and he's the guy to know when accidents happen.
Medical expenses, car repair, loss of income, physical therapy, the expenses add up fast. Don't try to handle it on your own. Let J.R. get in there and be your coach.
Call J.R. for a free consultation today. Trust his experience. JR has been practicing law for over 46 years in Oklahoma City.
Don't let the insurance company determine damages. Trust JR Holmesy. He's a great dude. Call for a free consultation today at 524-1011. That's 524-1011.
PoweredAuto.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Park.
524-1011. That's 524-1011.
PoweredAuto.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Park Ridge Medical Clinic.
524-1011. That's 524-1011.
PoweredAuto.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Park Ridge Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, I have great news. Park Ridge Medical uses the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow where you want it most. Our technology was shown to be safe and effective by Cambridge University. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and want to get your love life back, call us in the next 2 minutes and you'll qualify for the initial assessment, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. We'll also include a special gift that I don't think I've ever seen fail. It produces immediate results in the bedroom. This is a $550 package, but call us now and it's totally free. 405-839-7000. That's 405-839-7000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Park Ridge Medical Clinic right now to qualify. 405-839-7000.
And now,
dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Park Ridge Medical Clinic right now to qualify. 405-839-7000.
And now, more total dominance.
Total dominance.
On 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we are back. Back with a show known in Butler as the Toto.
Dominus.
Hour.
Jim, tell people where you're at.
I'm here today at HTO down here, 119th and Southwestern. Great, great, sweet and unsweetened tea. I'll tell you about it. And, Tram, we were talking real quick. I just wanted to bring up that Al's being put into the OCU Sports Hall of Fame like you were a couple years ago. I was there for it. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, the award from OCU?
Yeah, OCU, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool beans, yeah.
Yeah, October 25th.
Yeah,
that's a great night, isn't it, Tram?
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
night.
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I wasn't put in the OCU Hall of Fame. It's just the
it's a sports they're for people that have done stuff for the sports
yeah,
world.
Yeah, it's like a nice honor and
Tell the people, Jim. I can't remember a couple, maybe a few names that are in it. You know, you're better at that stuff than me.
Oh, heck, I'm going to have to think about it. I can't remember.
Eddie Sutton.
Shoot.
I don't have the list. I wish I had the list.
I think Aubrey McClendon went in. I think, yeah. People like that. So, some prominent coaches and athletes.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, it's a big honor, and we had a blast. That was a wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really really looking forward to it. Really excited. I want to ask you guys. I thought about this. OU's offensive line isn't very good. Remember when Leach was at Texas Tech? He'd say he ran the offense, and he just did all quick stuff. And he said, well, it's like I'm running the ball, but he was throwing the ball instead. Remember those days?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The early days of the air raid. That's what OU did.
Wouldn't it be better if they did that now?
Yeah, although I don't know if anybody's doing that. I don't know if the defenses have changed to where they know how to stop that stuff now. You know, people didn't. The early days of the air raid were like the early days of the wishbone. People literally didn't know what to do.
Absolutely, I know.
So, you know, within a few years, they, in the wishbone even, they figured it out. Then it went through some evolution, and I assume the same thing went on with the air raid, the up-tempo stuff of the late, you know, 07, 08, 09 sort of reinvigorated things, but I don't know. I don't think you could probably run the old-fashioned air raid.
Well, I'm trying to think when Mahomes was attacked, weren't they run the old-fashioned air raid?
Yeah, well, I don't. I think they ran the ball a lot more. You know, Leach literally didn't run the ball. He literally didn't.
Right.
Run
no, it. You're right. But all of his tree guys, the guys that have been under him, have all, you know, done different things off of it. They've evolved it, and you know, Lincoln Riley loves to run the ball with it as well. But guys, as we're talking, I'm not ripping on anybody, but it sounds like we're talking about like Lincoln Riley's offense was working really good 5 years ago. It was really good last year.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
The same quarterback. I mean, a guy called me today and said, you know, I think the number one reason why is because Creed Humphreys is not there. And I was like, okay, I think Creed Humphreys was a great player. It's an incredibly important position. Are you telling me that if you lose the center, that suddenly the offense can't do what they used to do? Because if that's true, then Lincoln Riley's not the genius that I thought he was.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, but and here's the other thing. I don't think OU's offensive line is very good right now, but I don't believe OU is without good offensive linemen. I just think they haven't found the right mix of either players or scheme or whatever.
Why do you think Beedenbow was so wrong?
Well, I don't know. I don't. It's a great question. I do not know.
Because he's obviously a great offensive line coach.
Yeah. So to me, it's a look at it, to me, a lot of this is on Riley and Beedenbow and whoever else is involved in the offense. Is, and maybe we said this yesterday, they've proven what they can't do. Now time to find out what they can do.
Because yeah,
they've got options. They got options. As you said, Rattler's proven he can lead a good offense. Right. He should be even better at it. I like their running backs. I like the receivers. And I don't like this offensive line, but I think the offensive linemen are capable of doing it.
You should be scoring more than 16 points a game.
Well, I'll ask you this then, guys. Listen, if I put the line of how many points OU will score on Saturday at 27.5, and you had to bet Tram, you had to give your next paycheck from the Oklahoma, and you had to do it, what side would you take?
I'd probably go 27, you said?
27.5. Another great line, by the way, set by me.
It is a good line. It's a better line than my 12.5 on the SEC.
I got to tell you, that was bad, but go ahead.
I'd probably go over. But
Al?
Just because I think.
I'd probably go over.
See, I mean, what's crazy about it is, I'd probably go over too, but what's crazy about it is, we sat down there in the pregame show, and every single person who, including me, I'm not saying I'm like some special guy, but every single person who we asked, okay, what's your score? It was 31, 30, you know, 35. I think there was a 39. I mean, everybody thought that they would score a lot. When are we going to go? Well, maybe they're not going to score a lot.
Well, I think pretty now we're thinking about not picking that many points. So
yeah, no, good point.
Soon.
We're at least thinking about it. You're right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine before the Nebraska game, if I'd have asked you all that question, you guys would have said, what is your problem? Right? 27.5? A good line for that game would have been maybe 34.5. Maybe even 35.5 to get 35 as the under. I don't know. This is mind-boggling to me, Tram. It really is. I understand.
Okay, you like percentages.
I love it.
Let me ask you a question.
Let's do it.
All right. This problem, whatever you want to call problem, whatever, this OU problem, how much of this is on OU and how much of this is on the two defenses that they've played? Because I think West Virginia is a really good defense, and I think Nebraska is okay. I think just screwing up mostly with their offense is their biggest problem. So how much of this is on OU's offensive problems, and how much is they just run into a really good defense and an OU defense?
I'd say 80% offense, 20% the defenses.
Well, I think it's interesting. You could be right. I don't.
I go a little bit lower. I probably go 70-30 on it. The problem, though, they're not getting – I think Barry rightfully points out they're not getting a lot of possessions.
And part of
yeah,
that
but
is,
six, but 16 points, one
oh,
touchdown.
Oh, ridiculous! Yeah. Oh, I agree.
And here's the problem I have, Trim. I said it to you guys yesterday. I'll say it again today. We talked, Al and I talked. Please tell the people, Al, I'm not lying. Constantly on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, that the three dudes for West Virginia are really good up front. They're gonna have a hard time. And for some reason, Lincoln Riley continued to try to go after him. And he got beaten down 90% of the time. So my point is, Lincoln Riley makes the other team's weaknesses shine. And for some reason, he didn't really try that a lot in this game. That's weird to me. I don't understand it.
I agree. Hey, I wanted to throw something else at you guys. I know one of your favorite athletes that you both sort of idolize is Kyrie Irving. What's going on with this guy?
He's off his rocker.
How did he become vice president of the deal, of the players thing?
Who knows? I don't know.
Huh? Who knows? Who knows?
You think Harden and Durant might want to strangle him?
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds probably. Like they're all in on Kyrie Irving.
But what else are they going to say?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Did either one of you guys hear, and I played it on my show, did either one of you guys hear, why can't I remember his name now? Gee, many Christmas. He's the guy who played at Florida
Colin
State.
Cowherd.
Florida State, and he plays with Orlando now. Jonathan Isaac.
Isaac, yeah, Isaac.
If you guys get a chance, and by the way, I don't know if Tony has it, but it is a fascinating. He's not getting the vaccine, okay? And they asked him why, and he gave about a little under 2 minute thing, and it's really fascinating to listen to the guy, and he talks about the immunity of he already had COVID. There's been some studies done in different countries that talk about it, and he really is brilliant. I mean, when you listen to what he says, whether you agree with him or not, I'm not worried about that, but he really brings up some really good points. And if they would talk to people like that, then maybe. But when you talk to Kyrie Irving and he sounds like he's from Mars, I mean, it just sounds ridiculous, It's ridiculous.
This is unheard of territory we're going into, guys.
Well, yeah. Hasn't the last year and 8 months have been unheard of territory, right?
This is clearly a union situation. And, Jim, you know more about this than the rest of us put together. But am I right? I mean, the union is not going to let the NBA mandate the vaccine.
They will not. They will not let the players be forced to take it. No, they would not. And that's just what any union would try to do.
Right.
The
problem you have is when you have – local laws come in and say, well, to get in the building, you got to be vaccinated. And then all of a sudden, three or four places, a guy like Jonathan Isaac is not affected the way a guy like Kyrie Irving or Andrew Wiggins is.
That's right. They play in places. Now, down in Orlando, they're going to supposedly, I guess, have the same rules that we have here in Oklahoma City. So you can just get tested and have that test, and then you can go in and play. But now, when Orlando goes to play in these other places, then he won't be able to play.
Well, and it's also interesting that these people that play that don't get vaccinated, the NBA has different rules for them.
Oh, I know. Well, so in NFL, Al. It's crazy in the NFL. I mean, these dudes, they can't go out. They can't do anything. if you're unvaccinated. Yeah, it's a weird deal. I mean, it really, really is.
And Barry, you said, okay, Golden State, we could trade Wiggins. Is the Nets going to trade Kyrie Irving?
Well, I told you yesterday they should have traded him. I'd have taken the, if I was the Nets, I'd have taken the Ben Simmons deal.
You and the Ben Simmons deal.
Ben Simmons for Kyrie Irving, that would have, I would have been very sad because that would make the Nets unbeatable.
Hey, okay, I got a great question for you, Tram, because you're a huge Ben Simmons guy. They ranked the best players in the NBA. I said this to Al after you left yesterday.
Good point.
So, I want to ask you this. Number 23 in the league was Ben Simmons. Okay?
Yes.
Number 24 was Russell Westbrook. Now, do you think Russell Westbrook should be behind Ben Simmons?
Oh, sure. I don't even think it's close anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Tram, come on. Tram, let me ask you a question. Is the reason why Ben Simmons is still standing there like he is, not playing, because the 76ers are asking for too much? Or is there a little bit of maybe the league, some of the teams, don't think he's worth that much?
Oh, I think they're asking for I think teams think they can get him without giving up Kyrie Irving or whoever. That's what I think.
Because this is a little bit of untilled ground here.
This is a guy under contract who's not demanding a trade. He's just saying, I ain't playing for you.
Right, yeah.
He's Aaron Rodgers, except
he's not coming back.
He's following through on it.
Yeah.
But you know, don't you think his stock is falling?
Well, it's fallen some since a year ago. But it's not. I mean, everybody realizes what Ben Simmons can do, and everybody in the league would love to get their hands on Ben Simmons.
Does it? Let me ask you, Trim. I mean, I know you love the guy, but does it bother you even in the slightest? Then in the biggest game of the year, he had a dunk and he passed it across the lane.
It bothers me.
Okay. So does that change your mind on him at all?
No,
I mean, at all?
No.
Why
fixable.
Not?
Because that's fixable.
How is it fixable?
Because we've made incredible strides in mental health in the last 100 years.
I agree with you on that. But it sounds as if he doesn't think he has any mental situation.
Well, he needs to be convinced of it. A lot of people.
Well, what if he says no? What if he says no? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going. I'm fine. What? Right. Then you're still cool with him?
No, I mean, I don't think he would say that. I mean, I think he clearly. I mean, all you have to do is show him the tape.
Did you see Embiid? Did you see what Embiid said today?
I did not. What did he say?
Embiid said that he really is upset that he's not there, and that he still believes that the two of them together can win a championship. And he really would like to come back. And then at the same time, or I guess in the last couple of days, Ben Simmons, I guess, was quoted as saying, my time with Embiid is up.
Yeah. Yeah, Simmons said that today.
Yeah. So there you go.
They can't play together.
Yeah, they can't play together. I mean, Tram, this thing is a fiasco.
It is a fiasco. It's not
he says he's incompatible with him.
I mean, by the way, I thought that 2 years ago. But go ahead.
Does he mean player? Does he mean as... I guess player.
But, you know, behind the scenes, maybe it's personality too.
I mean, this is going to – we got so many crazy things going on in the NBA, right? And Monday night, by the way, the Thunder play an exhibition game.
Really? Well, that should be fun. Hey, guys, Gideon Hamilton said something. What'd you say, Tony? Oh, we lost Tram? Let's see if we can get him back. Maybe not, but Gideon said something really interesting. He said, and I may misquote him a little bit, but he said, the Thunder are going to do everything possible to play as hard and as good as they possibly can, but still lose.
That's a goal.
I know. I know it. I just think Gilgeous Alexander is really good.
Yeah, and the other guys are pretty bad.
No, you're right. They are. You're right. So, So, hey, did you see the Serb, though? The Serb, who, by the way, somebody came up to me the other day and said, man, why do you like him so much? I think people realize because he's Serbian, and I wanted him to be picked. I mean, come on. Right. I thought it was a good pick. And if it's not a good pick, I'll say it. Of course, I'm not paid $6 million to pick him. So, but he said his bench press went from 130 pounds to 200 pounds.
Wow.
So he's getting big.
I did see that.
Did you see that?
And Mark Rogers made a great point earlier in the day about how for a 7-footer, that doesn't mean a whole lot. I mean,
no, but when you're banging around, if you're stronger, it helps a little
bit. And at least he's working. Yeah. At least he's working, dude. Right?
Hey.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, fellas, it's really simple for me. This year is a huge do-or-die year for Baisley. Next year is a huge do-or-die year for the Serb. And the following year will be a huge do-or-die year for Giddy. You guys agree with all three of those?
Yeah.
Tram?
I'm not comfortable talking about do-or-die years 2 years down the road.
Why? Because you think you may trade or do something else or something?
Well, what if Giddy? What if
Giddy?
Poku? Is another Poku? Yeah. What if Giddy's a total bust this year or a superstar? What if Poku is a total bust this year? I'm not sure.
Well, I think he's not. Year. He's 19 years old. I think you'd at least give him to 20, right?
Oh, I think at least 3 years, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I just think the third year where you have to start saying, well, we're going to redo or whatever, right? You got to get that fifth year. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, I guess. I guess. I mean, that's when you get your next contract or. You sort of see what teams think of you.
Right. Yeah, like Baisley this year. It's his third year. So if Baisley goes out and just plays okay, not very good, are you going to give him a fifth year?
No, I would be surprised if they did.
Yeah, they're very loyal. Surprised. They're very loyal.
Well, they got rid of Diallo because they knew they were going to have to pay him more money, right?
I would bet someone would take
Lou
Baisley
Dort,
if you want to trade
Lou Dort sort of. Yeah, Baisley probably has a little bit of trade value.
So, Dort's got the greatest contract in the entire NBA.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Hey, Barry, thanks.
Thanks,
Trim. You guys.
Jim, what's going on?
I'm at HCO down here in Lemoore area, 119th and Southwestern. Great, great sweet and unsweetened tea. We'd love for you to come in and try it if you haven't been here. They also have chips and all the other stuff. Here's the other thing, too. If you're doing a tailgate, Stillwater, Norman, wherever, this is the place. You can get ice and water and tea and all the snacks and a Yeti if you need it. Everything right here. HTO, 119th and Southwestern.
Time for an OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com, 98.1 FM, WLS Sports Animal. Up next, Dean with more of the total.
Dominance.
Hour.
All things Oklahoma City Thunder basketball.
Swooping back, unguarded, elevates a dunk. So two-hand over the head slam.
The Oklahoma City Thunder's flagship radio station.
Play with supreme confidence at home right now.
WWLS, the sports animal. Now, Dean Blevins joins Al Eshbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we're back. Back with the show known in Zanzibar as the Total
Dominance
Hour. Jim's at HTO, going to be telling us all about it. You know what's kind of interesting watching the NFL this weekend last night? All these young quarterbacks with are bad teams, it's really hard to figure. Is it not?
Well, because it's hard to play when you got nobody around you.
Exactly.
Here's the problem with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a really good football player. There's no doubt about it. But if you noticed, Al, last night they played man-to-man. And when you play man-to-man, he's just a little bit off at times with throws. He's not Baker Mayfield. He's not Kyler Murray that put it right where it needs to be. And at that level, if you're a little bit off, it hurts you.
He's going to have to make up. Not Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, he grew up here, but he's a freak runner. He's going to make up. Like, his stats last night weren't bad, 24.
I know. But he got a lot with garbage time. And when they went to the zone.
And it's like, you know? I'm watching Fields. I'm watching Lawrence. I'm going, are these guys going to be all good? I don't know.
Well,
you would think so.
They're, they're a fiasco in Chicago. I mean, just this dude, Nagy, well, he thinks he's one of the smartest dudes of all time. And I'm telling you, what they did in that game, they knew they were playing a great defense. They got a guy who they're paying money who won a Super Bowl in Foles. Why not throw Foles in that game?
I heard you talk about that the other day with Fat Jack. I agree. Fields ain't ready to play right now.
And especially not with their offensive line that stinks.
That's right. And the same with Hurts. I watched him last night with that offensive line.
Exactly.
And Trevor Lawrence, the same thing. Offensive line. These guys are getting killed.
You've been around a long time. There's been a bunch of young quarterbacks that have got obliterated because they get beat up so bad. Derek Carr's older brother, David Carr, he was really good.
Oh, yeah.
He was a leech.
Absolutely.
And he got killed. He just got absolutely killed. You know, so, yeah, look, how about the kid in New England? I mean, he looked terrible.
Yeah,
three interceptions.
Yeah,
you know?
He was horrible. Zach Wilson really struggling.
Really bad. Yeah.
I wonder what the 49ers are going to wind up doing.
I don't know. Garoppolo's pretty good. You know,
He's okay. But
he's better than Dalton.
As long as they got a chance to get in the playoffs, you go with Garoppolo.
I thought that was a gutsy move on that fourth and down where they brought in the young kid and he ran for a touchdown around the end zone. That was impressive.
No doubt about it. Absolutely. Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I was thinking about this as I was watching football and I was watching these young kids. It makes even more so how impressive Herbert was last year.
You're right, but didn't they have more talent around him?
Yes. But New England's got talent.
What these guys got to hope is that Baker went to the worst franchise in history of football.
That's right.
But they got better. They put talent around them.
What Stefanski has done with Baker Mayfield has been absolutely brilliant because it's pretty obvious that Baker's not a guy you don't want to drop back 40 times. And, you know, he's a guy that play action. He throws it on time. He does the things. So what they do, they got the best offensive line in football. They got a great running game. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. I said this on one of my shows, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. If I'm Baker Mayfield, when I get my big contract, I go to Stefanski and say, hey, here's $50,000. Go do something nice for yourself. Because Stefanski has helped him, and he's helped Stefanski. That's a wonderful relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's throwing about 30, 35 times a game now. And
well, they did it this last game. But before, remember, he was 20 for 22. And if you look at the games, when they run it, people, and they control the football – they are really, really hard to beat.
Yeah. Well, they got two great running backs.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And see, that's something that they're not going to have.
I tell you what, Odell Beckham
years.
looked really good the other day.
Yeah, he looked good. Yeah, he's talented. We all know he's talented. They lost Jarvis Landry, so that was a good thing that they got him back.
Yeah, and Higgins has been hurt, so. Yeah, I tell you, you know how much I like Joe Burrows.
Well, he against the Steelers, he just stood there and did what he had to do because they couldn't get to him. And then that was so embarrassing for the Steelers, man.
What's with your running game? You got no is the offensive line just that bad?
Nobody can block. And here's the other problem you got: no one's afraid of the quarterback. I mean, if you don't think the quarterback can throw on you, then why in the world do you care? You know?
Yeah.
It's bad. It's really bad. Really, really bad. I don't know if I've ever seen it this bad in Pittsburgh, offensively.
Well, God, when's the last one that's been this bad?
Well, I mean, Roethlisberger's
so
played
good
for 18 years.
Ever.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it certainly was behind him. They had, I can't even remember. Neil O'Donnell went to a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God, right? I remember that. Neil O'Donnell, my goodness.
He threw the ball to the Cowboy. You were at the game. The Cowboy threw it to him twice.
Absolutely.
Threw it to that guy. What was that dude's name? Brown. That's right, Brown. Yeah, he got a big contract because of it. He wasn't really that good, but he got two interceptions in that game. Yeah, so the Steelers are in bad shape.
I hate to say this, Jim. The Cowboys are really good.
Yeah, I will say that they're good. First of all, Dak Prescott, if he gets hurt, they're done. He's so good.
I agree. He's unbelievable.
He's so good. Defensively, they're definitely better. I want to see him against some teams coming up that got really good offenses, you know? But they are definitely a lot better. And if they don't win that division, they should fire everybody.
Oh, my God.
They should fire the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
Because, unfortunately, your Giants aren't very good. The Eagles aren't very good.
And Washington ain't good.
Yeah, Washington. I don't know what's wrong with their defense.
So,
I don't know what's happening with them.
Yeah, I let's see who they got. They got coming up. The Cowboys, the Patriots. Patriots offense ain't going to do much against them. Then the Broncos go in there.
Broncos, the Broncos
then the
defense
Falcons,
is really good.
This schedule of them, now the Broncos are going to be really, really tough, but the Falcons, I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, the Falcons stink.
Then they got, they go to the Chiefs. Now, there you go. We'll see about their defense, right? Then they got the Raiders. Then the Saints, then Washington.
Their offense is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Dak Prescott is really, really, really.
They play Carolina next. Carolina's good.
Yeah, Carolina's
that'll be a good game.
Good. Yeah,
that'll be a home game for them to try to go 3-1. And then your poor Giants.
And then the
what's
Patriots,
wrong with Saquon Barkley? That all you talk about your offensive line and my offensive line both stink.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So. Yeah,
at Minnesota will be tough for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
Minnesota's good.
Minnesota, nice one over Seattle.
And Cousins is playing really good. You know, Cousins is a free agent at the end of the year. So, my Steelers, I don't know what they're going to do, but if they...
You know what, don't they got to go young and develop somebody?
How about both? Can they do both?
Yeah.
I mean, Roethlisberger's making like $24 million or something. He cut down. You take that money and maybe you can bring in Cousins. I don't know. Cousins probably going to get a lot, but maybe you could do something like that. I don't know. What about Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers may want to leave after the year.
Yeah, he may want to leave, but wouldn't he want to go to a place that can win it right away?
But don't you think the Steelers' defense is still really good?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't make excuses, but against Cincinnati, T.J. Watt and Stephon Tuitt, neither one of them played up front. That's why Burrow just stood back there. Now, he only threw for, 158 yards or something. That's all they needed because the Steelers just handed them the ball two times. Did you see the interception that Roethlisberger threw?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was just embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, no, look, I know the Steelers aren't any good, but if you bring in Aaron Rodgers and get an offensive lineman or two with Najee Harris, I mean, gosh, I mean, you never know. But I don't think he'll come. He'll probably go to Denver.
And remember, the two guys that he came into the league with Eli and Rivers, they're not playing anymore.
They're gone, yeah.
They're gone.
Exactly. That's why I said in the offseason, guess what? Name the locker room after him, but get rid of him. You got to do it. You got to do it. You got to let him go. So I don't know what they're going to do now. I know that every week I hear Ben Roethlisberger goes, I got to play better. And you know what my response to that is? I don't think you can play any better.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I'm
with you, Jim. I don't think you can. You got to admit, Father Time has caught up with him. I mean, it has. You got to admit
that. And that's fine. He's had a Hall of Fame career.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You don't have to keep playing.
But don't.
Hey, for the younger people, please tell the people about Joe Namath and Johnny Unitas, please.
Just sad.
For people that don't know,
two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. They were past their prime. They got other teams, and you almost felt to cry when you watched him play there at the end of the group.
Johnny Unitas was San Diego, right?
Willie Mays with the Giants. I mean, just horrible. And Namath with the Rams. So
and Willie Mays, ladies and gentlemen, just let you know,
the Mets.
Might be the best player of all time.
Yeah.
And he was it was sad to watch. So
how many more years he got in the contract?
Well, he just signed. It's just one. I mean,
okay.
He's done. You know, he negotiated. So
surely he'll come out like Eli did and said, hey, I'm not going to play anymore or whatever, right?
I guess. I don't know. I just think, unfortunately, because of that injury that he had, he didn't want to go out like that. So he came back last year. Go ahead.
I'm with you about playing the young guy.
Oh, they got it. They got to. They have to see if he can play.
Because I think Washington might have given up on Haskins a little bit faster. We don't know, right? Let's see.
Supposedly, he did some terrible things.
Didn't practice and things.
Yeah, and I guess there were other things, and there were teammates that didn't like him, want to beat him up and everything.
Oh,
and Ron
right.
Rivera now, let me tell you something. He's a football guy.
Yeah, he is.
You know, but the point is, okay, He's 21 years old. He did some stupid things. Okay, give him a second chance. It's not for any money at all. He's not making any money at all. Let's see if he can play. If he can play, you've got an unbelievable thing. If he can't, get rid of him and get somebody else.
Yeah. Well, they got to do that. They later in the year they have to do that.
Now, are you ready for the Giants to draft another quarterback?
No, not yet.
Okay.
He didn't play bad Sunday. I mean,
right. No, you're right. He's not. He has not been terrible. You're right.
You know, I'm gonna. What's gonna be really interesting to watch is Wilson, what he does, and what Darnold does. Right.
Well, Darnold looks great right now.
I know. Every Jet fan is gonna go really. And there are
but
a lot
maybe
of people
it's
like
the Jets.
They were giving up on him too early.
Maybe it's the Jets, though.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely, I agree.
I mean, Darnold goes down there, I guess. And what happened was, is that Matt Rule, who I think you agree is
a tremendous
good football
coach. Yeah,
I guess he calls Darnold in. They either go to dinner or lunch or something, and he sits him down and goes, "Listen, man," he goes, "I don't care what you've done in the last 3 years. I don't care. I don't care if you were the worst quarterback that's ever played. I think it was where your surroundings were. You're going to come down here, and you're going to be a lot better." And he has been.
All as I can say, one thing about Rule as a quarterback coach, he made Charlie Brewer look good.
Good point.
Right?
That's a really good point. Yeah. Yeah. And let me tell you something. If Darnold does play like he's playing right now, that quarterback class opposite without Rosen looks pretty daggone good.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, and him?
Yeah, you're right. And Josh Allen, I mean, Rosen was just a knucklehead. He had an attitude from day one.
Yeah, he thought he was better than everybody
right,
else
that's
and everything.
Remember he said, "How can I fall to number 10 in the draft?" I mean,
I've been around those dudes, Al, that think they're just the greatest thing since air conditioning. And you know what usually happens to them? They go home. They don't ever play.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's
exactly
where Rosen is. And Josh Allen is a stud. Baker Mayfield's really, really good. Lamar Jackson's really, really
MVP.
Good. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. And then Darnold
That'd
looks
be a
good.
Great, I mean, a great quarterback class. A great
yeah.
one.
Yeah. And we'll see about these young. A lot of them look good, these new ones. But when you play with a bad team and you're young,
it's tough. Hard. It's hard. It's really, really hard. Hey, what's going on at HTO?
Wow, this stuff is great. I've been drinking this all day long, so it's really good. Do I sound louder than I normally sound?
No, you sound really mellow.
Good. It's Ryan Palmer or Arnold Palmer is what I drink. That is sweet tea along with some lemonade. It's really, really good. They got over 500 flavor combinations. They got some pink lemonade over there. They also have a seasonal flavor right now, root beer tea. I'm at 119th and Southwestern. By the way, I'm looking outside. It's dark here. I'm not far from you. I'm down here in the Moore area, so hopefully I can get back to Edmond before it rains, and hopefully we will get some rain. HTO right here in Moore.
It's time for an OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable at OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. 98.1 FM, Dedo Sports Center. We'll come back with one more segment of the Total
Dominance
Hour.
Check out the Sports Animal Facebook page at facebook.com/WWLS. The Sports Animal. Hit the like button and keep up with Total Sports coverage 24/7. Also on Twitter at Sports Animal. Stay connected with the latest in Oklahoma sports.
Hey, Al, before I go, I want to say to you that tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., dude, I got to wake up at 5. I'm getting my cataract surgery, man.
Good for you. You're going to love it, Jim. You are going to absolutely love it.
I'm going to love the surgery or I'm going to love after.
No, you're going to love when you get out and you figure and you're going to see colors better and everything. It is going to be unbelievable. You're going to be the happiest person in the world that you got this surgery.
Now, do I have to wear those big old glasses like I'm down in New York with all the people from New York that have gone to Florida?
No, you don't have to wear big old glasses. I forgot what it's been a while since I've had my cataract surgery.
They told me that I've got to wear those glasses for a little while, and then I have to put drops in my eyes.
Right, yeah. I put drops in my eyes every day, dude.
Oh, do you really?
Uh-huh. Keep the pressure down.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
I don't want to wake up so early, man.
Doc, come over. You got to get up at 5 o'clock?
I'm supposed to be there at 5:30. I tried to negotiate. You'll love this. I tried to negotiate 6, and the woman at Doc Hummel's office said, yeah, that's fine, be there at 6. And then the woman at the surgery place said, well, if you get there at 6, I can't guarantee that you're going to be the first one then at 7. I said, what? We got to do. Well, we got a lot of things we got to do. We got to dilate your eyes. I said, you're telling me if I get there at 6 that I can't be ready for surgery at 7? She goes, I can't guarantee it. I said, what about 5:45? She said, once again, I can't guarantee. I said, okay, I'll be there at 5:30. Gee, mini Christmas.
That, you know what? I may have been at an airport. I've been at an airport at 5:30. That's the only place, or I've been up at 5:30. It's the only place I've ever been at 5:30 in my life.
Have you guys ever just partied all night through and just
of course.
Went on to the airplane?
Yeah.
Those are the days, right?
I played. Yeah. I played a couple of baseball games in the minor leagues where I never went to sleep. Matter of fact, I bet one of my, we were in, it's in North Carolina, Winston-Salem. We're in Winston-Salem. We play a day game, never went to sleep. I was out there in batting practice. I was really like clueless. One of my players, the players that I played with said, dude, what's wrong with you, man? You can't do this. How are you going to play? I said, what are you talking? He goes, I'll bet you $20 I hit a home run today. And guess what? $20 back then, Al, was a lot of money in my A-ball.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
And he goes, you're on. First at bat, I went deep. I looked at him in the dugout. I said, you better never bet me again. Because, you know, when you challenge, then you just, adrenaline flows. You know, you don't even forget about sleep. Now, I will say by the sixth or seventh inning, I was done. I had no chance. I mean, I don't know what I was doing. So,
That is so funny. I tell you, we did one time. I was going to have to cover an NCAA tournament in Auburn, Alabama. And I was going to leave the next night. I think we were going to fly down there and go. We're drinking that night. And he said, hey, let's all go to Auburn. So we leave that night. And we'd be drinking all night. And we continue drinking all night on the way to Auburn, Alabama. And that was a trip. I had long hair. I hand my press pass to the guy to get in. He goes, thank you, ma'am. That was my first experience with Auburn, Alabama.
Is it that I want to hear Al's story about his all-night party over yours, Jim? Is that anything? His sounds like a good time.
No, that's fine. Oh. I mean, I was just doing my job, Tony. Al's having a good time.
I was just doing my job, too.
Yeah, you're right. Only they thought you were a woman.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great song, one of my favorite songs, Turn the Page by Bob Seger. Remember there's a line in there, Tony, he says, when he says, is that a woman or a man? You know what I'm talking about, Tony?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Hey, one of the great also lines is in Lola by the Kinks. I know what I am. I am a man, and so is Lola.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What a great song that is, isn't it? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I love that song, yeah.
Oh, that was just so good. I mean, what a... absolutely great, great, great song. So interesting. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Jim.
By the way, I've got a picture here. A woman, you remember, I got to send it to you. She is the, she was Jerry Seinfeld's Native American girlfriend. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that with the what's it called? Yeah, he was offended on everything he said.
Everything he couldn't say, he was going to go Indian giver. Remember?
Yeah, right,
I remember that. Well, anyway, she's from Idabel.
Wow. That's really
I'm sending it to you right now. Let me put Tony on there, too. There we go. Al Eschbeck and let me see. Did I get it? I don't know. I'm clueless. I'm sending it to you, Al. You'll love it. Anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be fine. See you guys.
98.1 FM to the Sports Center. We're going to back take phone calls. We're going to do. Right after we do this.
Stay with us.
98.1 FM to the Sports Center. We're going to back take phone calls. We're going to do. Right after we do this.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8.
Your home for the NFL is AM 640 and 98.1 FM. WWLS, the Sports Animal.